This is Paul Irwin for the Intune Listening List. The Listening List is a collection of new and noteworthy songs we think musicians should check out. It's also a monthly feature of Intune Monthly Magazine's Frontrunner column. This list is from Intune's April 2015 issue, and each song is available in its entirety for streaming on intunemonthly.com. The Intune Listening List on intunemonthly.com is produced by Will Cusmall. In just 6 seconds, Shawn Mendes captivated an entire country with his refreshing and beautiful covers on Vine.com. Now, the 16-year-old from Canada has Island Records to release his tracks, and his debut album, Unwritten, is right around the corner. Life of the Party is our pick, but it wasn't easy.
We don't care what them people say. We don't have to be ordinary. Make your best mistakes. We don't have the time to be sorry. So baby, be the love of the party. I'm telling you to take your shot in my
Imagine Dragons' 2012 debut album, Night Visions, made them just about the biggest rock band in the world today. And it looks like with their follow-up, Smoke and Mirrors, there'll be no sophomore jinx. The record's first single, I Bet My Life, blasted the album into orbit. And the cut Shots is destined to keep it there. Poughkeepsie, New York's Against the Current blew up by posting cover songs to YouTube in 2011, but we think their new originals are a big deal. They're promoting the Paramore-sounding Gravity from their recent EP of the same name, but we think the gem is the more mid-tempo Dreaming Alone.
Starry stars light in the dark, broken and bruised. Count the scars left in my heart from losing this time. We can't go home.
2 years ago, the DJ group Swedish House Mafia split up, but two members, Axwell and Sebastian Ingrosso, continue to work together under their own names. Their second release, Something New, keeps the SHM mastery going with their lyrical and melodic brand of EDM. On her seventh album, The Truth, 8-time Grammy-nominated singer Ladisi Young is as stylish and innovative as ever. Her latest work is a collection of acoustic versions of her best songs, out of the ordinary for a soulful R&B artist. Try I Blame You, and then go back and listen to the big studio model.
The same. They see you walking different, talking different. It's like all in my eyes, I can no longer hide. When they look at me, what they really see.
Jacob Whitesides is another up-and-comer who used U2 covers to develop online attention. His time on The X Factor brought him an even bigger audience and stirred up interest in his pop ballads. Check out this 17-year-old storyteller with John Mayer pipes on Not My Type at All, off his EP, A Piece of Me.
It's all so right, it's all so wrong. Probably be gone by the end of this song. And she's not my type at all. She's got pieces of me wrapped around her fingertips. Started slow but moving quickly.
Dallas-based Troy Cartwright has released an eponymous debut album and led with the single Next Flight Home. His isn't that deep, dynamic country vocal, nor is his music what you'd call country pop either. This feller is a singer-songwriter, and there's something special about his songs and their simple production.
Get stuck on the side.
In honor of Sam Smith's takeover of this year's Grammy Awards, we bring you a unique version of the song of the year, Stay With Me, performed by Kevin K.O. Olasola. Best known as the beatboxer for the acclaimed a cappella group Pentatonix, he shows us here that he can also play the cello. We found this in the classical bin at iTunes. But is it classical or is this jazz? Composed in 1955 by Dmitri Shostakovich for the Soviet film The Gadfly, The Gadfly Suite, Opus 97A, Part 1, Overture, is a powerful start to an amazing orchestral collection just released by the Dutch Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, led by German conductor Kurt Mazur and featuring the Dutch composer-trombonist Ivan Meilemans. Don't you think this needs a video game to go with it? It began in 1967 New York City with an idea to combine jazz horns and strings with electric rock. The novel union of previously unrelated sounds went on to sell 6 million records in just 3 years, making Blood, Sweat, and Tears one of the biggest bands of the late 1960s. Here's I Can't Quit It, the hit of hits from BS&T's debut, Child is Father to the Man.
In my darkest night, you come.